Backseat Quickies, Episode 15, The Lion King in 3D.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Hey, I'm Scott.
And this is Sam.
And we saw The Lion King in 3D. This is Backseat Quickies. I did that backwards. I'm okay with that.
It's all good.
Yeah. So, obviously, this movie's 15 years old. I don't feel like I have to avoid spoilers, but I'm just going to summarize the plot with Mash Kimba the White Lion with Hamlet, give all the good lines to Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and get Elton John to write some song and dance numbers for the whole thing. And, you know, call it a day. But this whole thing was basically put together to show off 3D in standard 2D animation and advertise that the Blu-rays are coming out soon. But what do you think, Sam? Has this held up?
Absolutely. I mean, I loved Lion King when it first came out, but rewatching it, having the audience that we did, which was a bunch of little kids who looked at Mufasa's death and they all sobbed. The little kid we were with was actually told to exit the theater for about 5 minutes and then come back.
You sure you didn't have to leave the theater for that bit?
Oh, I always cry during that part. It's just, it's such a sad and yet kind of beautifully done scene. I mean, it's kind of intriguing that the way that Mufasa dies is he's saving his son, but he's killed by a herd of, you know, gazelles and antelopes. Or no, I'm sorry,
wildebeests.
Oh, I'm so tired. Wildebeests. Oh, and I feel stupid. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You'll have to excuse me, quickie listeners. I'm a little ill today. But overall, like, the animation has held up really well. I mean, I already thought it was one of the most beautifully animated features that I've seen, and you know, when it first came out. So I don't know. It still looks great.
I haven't watched this one since I was 10. It's still pretty fun now in terms of how well it's held up. I still want Jeremy Irons to follow me around and just repeat everything I say. That sounds like something that should happen. But I guess the big thing we should talk about is whether or not the 3D worked. And, for the most part it did. I think they did a good job of adding depth of field effects. Like, particularly the opening sequence, there's this great scene of, like, a bajillion flamingos flying. And that really conveys depth really well. There were a few other odd things that you sort of noticed, like the animators or the conversion guys ended up moving Pumbaa's tusks to a closer field than the rest of him, and that was a little odd in a few shots. But your thoughts on the 3D?
I thought it was mostly unnecessary, but for what it's worth, I mean, I like the way that they used it, especially in environmental effects, like there's a scene where there's, like, a heavy rain, and you feel like the rain's actually coming towards you. I love it when Simba, you know, after he's outcast, and he gets sent to that gorgeous jungle, and you have all the birds flying at you, you have a lot of the trees and stuff swaying. It really does add a nice atmospheric quality.
Okay, I guess as for the movie itself, you know what, acting in this is great. Like, we've got a whole, like, this was the start of Disney sort of pulling in famous people to do all the dub work. And I am, you know, James Earl Jones is solid in this, playing essentially a straight-faced version of his character from Coming to America. Jeremy Irons is just, that man was born to play villains.
He plays a great one in this one, too. Like, Scar is a brilliant villain, just in considering just how manipulative he is and the way in which he gets his way. Jeremy Irons' voice just adds a lot of depth to that, especially just in the sarcasm department. He just drips in it, and it's really good.
And Rowan Atkinson, being stuck-up British bird guy, pretty good. I don't fault Jonathan Taylor Thomas for his role as young Simba.
Yeah, he was fine then, he's fine now.
I think Matt Broderick comes off as a little too squeaky at the end.
I actually don't find him squeaky. He just sounds really flat for the most part. Just, older Simba just really lacks a lot of character in some ways. Yes, he's supposed to be depressed and, you know, emo throughout that whole last bit, but just the voice acting itself comes across as way too flat, way too dry. And as a character, Simba just actually becomes less interesting, whereas some of the other characters start to stand out more in that latter section, particularly Timon and Pumbaa, Nala, the hyenas, Scar. I think they overshadow him so much. The only scene where I can say the voice acting for Matthew Broderick worked for me was just at the very end where he sentences Scar to his death. It's done really well, the way that they have that repeated line, and just the way he's like, I'm not going to kill you. You know, he sends it to the hyenas.
I guess we should mention Whoopi Goldberg. I liked her in this. Like, she was very vibrant in the booth, which is odd considering how in some of her movies that came out at the same time, not so much.
And then there was Bobcat Goldthwait, who plays Banzai, which is the not laughing, insane hyena. And then there's Ed, done by Jim Cummings, and it's just brilliant. I mean, half the time, Ed doesn't even know what the hell he's doing.
And Jim Cummings is about a third of the cast of this, if you look closely, but that's true of a lot of 90s Disney.
And early 80s.
Yeah, well,
he's been doing it since the 80s.
Yeah, but, well, they've just given him more as years have gone on. Give it a little longer, he'll be the entire cast of Winnie the Pooh. Just saying.
Yeah.
Musical numbers?
Still solid.
Solid. Very solid. The way the animation sequences work for that, it's great. They're fun, they're bouncy.
I've always loved the songs in this movie. The only one I've never been huge on was Can You Feel the Love Tonight, but that's just because I find it really almost too mushy for my taste.
It's pretty damn schmaltzy.
Whereas, like, I still think songs like I Just Can't Wait to Be King is still fun, Hakuna Matata is still fun. I had the Circle of Life stuck in my head a week before we went to go see this. So it's clear that these songs are pretty damn timeless for the most part.
Sam was mentioning before that she was upset Zimmer didn't get an award for his score.
The instrumental music doesn't get enough credit in this film, and it's gorgeous. In fact, I think some of the pieces overshadow a lot of the actual musical numbers. Just in terms of, because, you know, they've got some of the very traditional African beats going on. He utilizes so many different kinds of instruments, and it really does give kind of an authentic African feel. Like, you really do feel like you're there. So I kind of felt, you know, he just didn't probably get enough love for the soundtrack the way that, like, Tim Rice and Elton John did.
I'm sure that was one of those years it was John Williams' turn to win the Oscar. Pretty sure.
Who knows?
Any closing thoughts and a final grade?
This movie's still solid. I don't know if I need to buy it on Blu-ray. I mean, I have it on DVD, and I've watched it, like, 20 million times. It's still a wonderful movie. It's definitely something that, if you've got little kids, it's a great one to show them. Just be forewarned that the Mufasa scene makes even 25-year-olds and 28-year-olds cry. I felt kind of bad for Scott, because he had to sit between me and my friend Janine. And Janine sobbed like a baby throughout that whole scene. And I was tearing up, so it was like waterworks in stereo. Overall, a final grade for The Lion King. While I'm not huge on the 3D part, I'm giving this movie a 4 out of 5 stars.
It was good to see this on the big screen. Like, I really think these two-week engagements... If they keep doing these two-week engagements before Blu-ray releases, I may end up at a few more of these...
Who's hoping for Aladdin?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I'm just going to give this, 3.5 out of 5. Until next time.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.